and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's like June. It's still cold out, which is so annoying.
Do I need a sweater? Do I not need a sweater?
Can I still wear my boots even though it's the middle of June? It's
Can
like
I wear
40
white
degrees.
Jeans? Yeah. What? What?
Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio, it's the budget babe herself, Diana Barros. She is all about style and affordable shopping, which is everything I need. Yes. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me back.
So let me ask you a question. When you get in a situation like this where we're talking about summer fashion, but it's June and like 45 degrees in the morning, what do you do?
Okay, I know it's so like it's so crazy with the weather now. I reach for like a light cover up. I really love having a cargo jacket or a utility jacket, mm-hmm. and you can top this over, you know, a dress or a sleeveless top like I've done today, mm-hmm. And your long pants, or you can go with something short on the bottom, a skirt or shorts, and then wear like a chunky knit sweater on top or a cardigan.
I like the fact that she embraces it. All right, some people would shy away from the cargo or utility coat or whatever. Anna has torn down my cargo shorts many times.
Let me ask you a question about cargo shorts.
Before we
talk about things.
Utilitarian and feeling good in your look.
Raven insists on wearing his cargo shorts every single day. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this? Because I believe that they're over. True or false?
I have cargo to carry, all right? It should be mentioned, Diane. Okay?
Diane, you could be honest.
I'm caught in the middle here. But
I'm not in the service, but yet I have many things I need to carry.
I'm kind of going to say it's okay to go with the cargo shirt. Is that okay, Anna? Because that utilitarian look is definitely still strong. I love, but I love something like more like a tailored chino.
Okay.
Or a Bermuda length for the gents.
Try
something like a little bit more slim fit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what my husband's wearing.
This interview's over.
These look great with like boat shoes or like whatever, you know, sneakers, the flat sneaker. The athletic trend is really still strong. So,
yeah, my Adidas. I've been rocking my Adidas again and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Adidas is like one of the top brands. So you are totally on point with those.
All right. Look at me doing something right. Hmm. And I've been noticing, and I know you want to talk about it, is all the different kinds of prints for women this summer.
Yes. Last time we talked about the spring trend for the big statement blouses, and those are still going strong for better or for worse. We're seeing a lot of the off the shoulder, cold shoulder, the ruffles, the peplum.
Pirate shirts.
The pirate shirt.
Yep.
And I have to admit, I've been kind of like testing the waters, and they're a little bit tricky to wear. So something you could do if that's not really right for you is just something like I'm wearing today is just a really simple peplum and like a cotton jersey. It's going to be really flattering, and you're still going to feel like you're, you know, trying the trend, but it's not crazy. It doesn't have that crazy volume.
Let me ask. I got to tell you something, because if you weren't sitting in front of me and I was looking at what you were saying, I wouldn't know what peplum means, to be honest.
You just learned something.
I just learned. So it's like those small, skinny ruffles that don't like look like pirate shirts. They're just like kind of like a pleat, right?
Yeah, the peplum is like when they take a piece of fabric. It looks like kind of a ruffle that goes around your waist, and I know that sounds absolutely awful. To have like a ruffle on
it's
your
a
waist.
Sexy doily.
Mm-hmm. It's a sexy doily.
I like to accent my muffin top. Pants, that's appropriate.
It's actually going to cover that like mommy tummy, the little pooch, the muffin top.
Oh, I know.
So just make sure it's a fabric that drapes and doesn't, you know, stick out like a tutu.
Right, I got it. I know we're going to talk a lot about fruit. Yep. Fruit and how that's going to play into your summer fashion. That's coming up next on Star 99.9. Summertime means summer fashion. And joining us in the studio today, it's Diana Barros. She's the budget babe, all about being affordable and stylish at the same time. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So we talked about earlier that Raven's cargo shorts are somewhat acceptable at this time.
That's right. I'm utilitarian. Thank you very much, Diana. I appreciate your endorsement.
Anytime. We also talked about the fact that ruffles on shirts and cold shoulders still very big in the summertime for women. But you told me fruit. We're going to be wearing fruit.
Yes. One of the words for summer is whimsy. So Kate Spade is a designer you've probably heard of.
Yeah.
And they've been showing a lot of fruit fashion.
What is like fruit fashion? Like a hat? Like they come out like the, you know,
the pineapple.
You know what I mean? The Chiquita banana lady, right? You come out with that whole thing?
Yeah. Not quite the hat. Not the Chiquita banana lady, but like prints, like pineapples, lemons, watermelons on shirts or on shorts. You can kind of do like a preppy vibe. I picked up a t-shirt for $5 at Target with a pineapple print, and I'm just going to wear that with like cutoffs and sandals for the summer.
You know, this is funny. Like, if you wear a Hawaiian shirt, I think you get judged, which I dealt with like from the whole floral shirt the last time that Diana was in. We talked about men's style. Uh-huh. But I feel like who's going to go after a pineapple? Nobody looks like a good person when they go after a pineapple or a lemon. Just the way she said it. She's like, lemons, like lemons are your friend. And if you pick on lemons or pineapples, like, you're a bad person.
I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine putting on a t-shirt. Like, oh, let me wear my really cool orange t-shirt that's got a variety of tangerines and mandarins on it.
I kind of feel like I want a pineapple shirt now.
Right. You should. Also, you could go with accessories. There are a lot of like handbags now that are shaped like fruits, like a watermelon clutch. This could be a really fun conversation starter. Just pair that with like a simple denim dress or a white dress, and then you're carrying that clutch, and suddenly like all your friends are asking you, where did you get that watermelon?
Mm. I like it. That's mm-hmm. actually really fun. That's something I would definitely do.
I just want to take on the person who accosts me when I'm wearing a pineapple shirt. What's your problem, pal? I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but it's not about me or my shirt.
And what about bohemian? I know we talked about that being really in.
Yeah, I think when the weather warms up, we're all just feeling like more free-spirited, and the boho trend is always big for summer. So think fringe, think pom-poms, think crochet. You could do that with a top. I'm wearing, again, a little bit of embroidery on a top. So embroidery is a big trend for summer. And I love a good, like, peasant blouse with embroidery, cutoffs, sandals. Nothing says summer more than that.
And we know that Target is your number one spot to go shopping on a budget. You love it. What other two places would you recommend that women go to?
I love H&M. They mm-hmm. have stuff for the whole family for whatever your style is, and they have a lot of good workwear, too. Mm-hmm. So I love H&M, and I'm really loving The Loft right now.
Okay,
they have really great sales. They have the trends, but also if you're of a certain age, if you're not in your 20s, you can still get the trends at Loft, and they're not going to look, you know, kind of too out there.
I got you. Yeah. Sometimes I buy things off the clearance at The Loft that I think I might never wear, but they're $4. So I figure I roll those dice. Mm-hmm. And then they end up being like some of my favorite pieces. And it's interesting how that works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, mm-hmm. if you're fructophobic, stay away from me.
Okay.
I'm
here
getting
we go.
That shirt.
That's all right. Yep.
Just wanted to put it in there.
She's the Budget Babe. You can see all her fashions on Instagram. Follow her at the Budget Babe. If they want to see you online, read your blogs, your style, where do they go?
TheBudgetBabe.com.
All right, Diana, thanks so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.